I had a chance to talk to Bruce Arians yesterday about how the offense has evolved around here, and he said, well, but you never know because these defensive coordinators are inventing new blitzes all the time. There's only so many coverages you see, but the new blitzes get invented every year. Have you invented any new ones? Do you spend part of your offseason doing that?
Yeah, we try to change a little bit what we do, because once you're on tape with being repetitive with any particular pressure, in particular if it's real successful, they're going to be working on that, and that's what their people in our division and on our schedule, that's what they're working on right now in training camp. So you have to have some counters off of it to hopefully surprise them a little bit. If you do, if they can predict what you're doing, you're usually going to have a problem on defense.
I'm curious how you guys interact too, Dick, whether Bruce Arians ever asks you, hey, sit down and tell me how you would attack this defense. Does that type of interact, and vice versa, does that ever happen with you guys?
Oh, yeah, we interact all the time. Maybe not that particular conversation per se, but drawing on each other's experience. And we've both been in the league a long time, and both have been on some pretty daggone good teams. And we're blessed in that regard. But I respect Coach Arians' opinion, and I ask it a lot of times.
And Ben has said the same thing, that he really wants to pick your brain sometimes to learn about, hey, I wonder where defensive coordinators would want to attack me, how they'd want to attack me and give me different looks. Does he do that too?
Yeah, I think for offense, defense, in other words, I don't coach Ben, and I'm never in a meeting with him. I think we're probably as close as with any quarterback I've been with. When I came back, was pretty much his first year here, and then we've just been together throughout the whole thing, and we've had some success together, and I just I value his opinion as a professional, to me a very, very solid expert professional, and I'll ask him a lot of times, and I'm glad that he will on occasion ask me some things.
Talking to Dick LeBeau on 93.7 The Fan, so if you, Bruce, and Ben hit the links, who's going to have the best score?
Well, I don't know. We don't do it that often together, but I usually can hold my own with them.
How'd you spend your off season, Dick? I know you have many more interests other than football. Where could we find you in the middle of June or something like that?
Well, on the golf course when the sun was up, and reading a book when the sun went down, trying to keep busy and keep my mind active. At my age, sometimes your mind starts going the other direction, so we try to keep it active.
Read anything good this summer?
You know, almost everything you read is good. If you focus on the parts that you don't know, I like knowledge. I like to learn about things I don't know, and if you're selective in your reading, you're going to learn something every time you sit down to read.
And you also play a little bit of guitar, right?
That's every day, too.
Every day you have that practice?
Oh, for sure.
Little Bob Dylan, Neil Young, what do you got going? Your own stuff?
I play all of the above. And that's the good thing about being the guys playing. You get to hear whatever you want to hear. You know, you don't have to wait for the record player to put something on. You just play it.
Dick, you've been coming to training camps for decades now. What kind of feelings do you get still these days on the verge of it? Is it excitement? What is it?
Excitement is exactly the word. It's exciting. This year in particular, we hadn't seen the players at all, not at all. And to get up here in a team-building atmosphere and reconnect with the guys, it's exciting. It's fun. We're blessed to be in a very short turnaround business. When you get an idea in this business, you only got to wait 6 days to see if it's any good, you know. Some businesses you got to wait 6 months to 2 years to see if that thinking was correct. But here you're going to find out pretty quick. And I like that. It's a sudden profession. But working with the men and, there's a lot of teams say we're family, but we're pretty close here at Pittsburgh. And to see these guys again and to interact with them on a daily basis is something I look forward to.
You got a couple of young bucks knocking on the door at defensive end, and nobody would accuse Cam Hayward of not having a motor. What have you seen from him so far?
Well, exactly the reason that we were attracted to him as a draft choice. His work ethic is very at the highest level, but his character is even up there higher than that. And I found in this business, athletes who have high character and work hard, they're usually pretty daggone successful. So we're looking forward to working with him for a while.
You've reached the pinnacle a couple times, Dick, with Super Bowl championships. Last year, you guys fell one game short. How long does that stick with you into an off season? Are you the type who goes back and thinks, what could we have done different, things like that?
Well, you always think that a little bit. In any game, you lose. You know, what could I have done to help our guys? Most games when you in the regular season are one or two play games, but almost always in the playoffs, games are close because the teams are very good and they're evenly matched. And as a coach, you second guess yourself. But I've learned to exist in this business. You don't want to beat yourself up too long. It's onward and upward, and that's what we try to do.
When you do look back at those games, though, Troy, how hampered was he during the playoffs?
I don't think very much. I think that, you know, we missed him several games in the season, and I think he went through a phase there that he was getting used to the game at full speed. But I thought the last couple games there, and certainly Super Bowl, Troy was just about 100% and played well.
He played well, you thought, in the Super Bowl, because he was very adamant that he didn't. He has been adamant that he didn't play well.
Well, one of the reasons great players are great, they're their own worst critic, which is a good thing. I encourage that in our players. I don't think the coach should have to reprimand them. They should reprimand themselves. If their goals are equal to what our goals are for them, then they will be critical on themselves. So I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think Troy's probably being a little too hard on himself. But again, if that's a good motivating process, I think it's good.
Last question for Dick LeBeau. A couple of your young corners, it seems like this is a big camp, for example, a guy like Keenan Lewis. Do you see it that way, that it's time for him to kind of emerge?
Oh, it's a big camp for all of us. You can't have too many corners. And we have a good number of young corners who are athletically gifted, and now they have to show us that they are football players. So we're watching all those young men, and I feel good about the possibility of being successful there. But yeah, it is a very important camp for all those young men.
Dick, I appreciate you taking the time.
Good to see you, Jim.